This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The polio vaccine campaign begins in Gaza a day before an expected pause in fighting. VOA's Christina Menenti has more.
Gaza's health ministry says it has begun a three-day campaign to inoculate children in Gaza against polio and prevent the spread of the virus. It starts a day before the large-scale vaccine rollout and planned pause in fighting agreed to by Israel and the United Nations World Health Organization. Health workers aim to administer vaccines to some 640,000 Palestinian children. The campaign comes after the first polio case in 25 years in Gaza was discovered this month in a 10-month-old. Meanwhile, Palestinians in both the Hamas-governed enclave and the occupied West Bank are reeling from Israel's ongoing military offensives. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
The United States military and Iraq launched a joint raid targeting suspected Islamic State group militants in the country's western desert that killed at least 15 people and saw seven American troops hurt. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The U.S. military's Central Command alleged that militants were armed with numerous weapons, grenades, and explosive suicide belts during the attack. An Iraqi military statement said among the dead were key ISIS leaders without identifying them. It added all hideouts, weapons, and logistical support were destroyed, explosive belts were safely detonated, and important documents and devices were seized. The U.S. forces have been fighting the Islamic State for years after dislodging the militants from their self-declared caliphate across Iraq and Syria. The casualties from this raid were higher than in previous ones, but officials added that there was no indication any of them were civilians. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. An attack about 130 kilometers north of Burkina Faso's capital on August 24th is one of the deadliest in nearly a decade of Islamist violence in the West African country. Reuters correspondent Emma Gell has more.
The date of the attack was verified by a Reuters source and confirmed by both the Burkina Faso military and the Al-Qaeda-linked group that claimed responsibility. A group of victims' relatives says hundreds of people were killed when jihadists opened fire on civilians digging defensive trenches on the orders of the military. Several videos apparently released by the militants on social media and verified by Reuters showed more than 100 bodies piled in a trench, most of them in civilian clothing. An Al-Qaeda affiliate says it attacked soldiers and militia members excavating trenches and killed nearly 300, describing the victims as fighters, not civilians. Burkina Faso's ruling junta has not said how many people were killed, but said civilians were among the victims.
Emma Gell from Reuters. China and the Philippines have accused each other of causing a collision between their two vessels in the latest flare-up of tensions over disputed waters and maritime features in the South China Sea. The China Coast Guard spokesperson said a Philippine ship maneuvered and, quote, deliberately collided with a Chinese Coast Guard ship in an unprofessional and dangerous manner. Philippine officials in Manila said it was their Coast Guard ship that was rammed thrice by the Chinese Coast Guard without any provocation, causing damage to the Philippine vessel. It was the second confrontation in days near Sabina Shoal, west of the Philippine province of Palawan, in the internationally recognized exclusive economic zone of the Philippines. Donald Trump's lawyers are seeking the dismissal of the 2020 election subversion case filed against the former president. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Lawyers for former President Donald Trump are laying out a series of likely challenges to the case, which charges Trump with plotting to overturn his 2020 election defeat. Their key argument is that a new and more limited indictment issued by prosecutors this week still contains allegations they say are covered by the recent Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. Prosecutors already stripped away allegations related to Trump's dealings with the Justice Department, but left in counts surrounding Trump's badgering his vice president to refuse to certify the electoral votes. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A UN spokesman says the United Nations will continue to engage all stakeholders in Afghanistan, including the Taliban, even though they issued a ban on women's voices and bare faces in public and severed ties with the UN mission. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric in New York defended the United Nations assistance mission in Afghanistan and its head, who said that the new laws provided, quote, a distressing vision for Afghanistan's future. The Taliban says the laws are based on the interpretation of Sharia law. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.